The reading will appear on the screen, so do read along with me. Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has ascended into heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we profess. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to feel sympathy for our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet he did not sin. Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. Every high priest is selected from among the people and is appointed to represent the people in matters related to God, to offer gifts and sacrifices for sins. He is able to deal gently with those who are ignorant and are going astray, since he himself is subject to weakness. This is why he has to offer sacrifices for his own sins, as well as for the sins of the people. And no one takes this honor on himself, but he receives it when called by God, just as Aaron was. In the same way, Christ did not take on himself the glory of becoming a high priest. But God said to him, "You are my son. Today I have become your father." And he says in another place, "You are a priest forever in the order of Melchizedek." During the days of Jesus' life on earth, he offered up prayers and petitions with fervent cries and tears to the one who could save him from death. And he was heard because of his reverent submission. Son though he was, he learned obedience from what he suffered. And once made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, and was designated by God to be high priest in the order of Melchizedek.
Great, thanks, Amy. So we're talking about how to approach God with confidence, like when we pray to him as our Father in heaven. We're talking about how to get close to God without being afraid, like when we look forward to being with him in his kingdom. We need to get close to God because he's the source of all life and goodness. If you were walking through the desert and you came across a fountain, you'd need to get close to that fountain to drink the water to keep you alive. Well, God is the fountain of living water. He is the source of all life and goodness. If we want to enjoy eternal life, we need to get close to God. But God is not just the fountain of living water. Our God is also a consuming fire. If you put metal in a roaring fire, the bad bits and the impure parts get consumed. They get burnt up. Well, our God is a consuming fire. Bad people can't get close to God without being burnt up. Sinners can't approach God without dying. And that's a problem for us, isn't it? Because we've all sinned, each and every one of us, including me. And so we have a problem, don't we? We need to get close to God because he's the source of all life and goodness. He's the fountain of living water. But as sinners, we can't get close to him because he's also a consuming fire. And that brings us to our question. How can we approach God with confidence? How can we get close to God without being afraid? And the first part of the answer is this. We need a high priest. And we need a high priest. A high priest is a man selected by God to represent his people. Now listen to what the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 5, verse 1. Every high priest is selected from among the people and is appointed to represent the people in matters related to God, to offer gifts and sacrifices for sins. And now, the England football captain, Harry Kane, is a bit like a high priest. To see how, I'm going to need to choose 11 people to be part of my football team. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Okay, if the 11 could come up to the front, So as I said, Harry Kane is like a high priest. And he's like a high priest because he's selected by the manager to take penalty kicks for the team. So I'm going to need to select one member of my football team to take a penalty kick. Josh, I select you. So you see, when Harry Kane is selected to take a penalty, he represents the team. So if he scores a goal, the team scores a goal. Josh, here's your chance to score a goal and to win some celebrations for your team. When you're ready, hey, round of applause. And you can all come and take some celebrations, two each, one for yourselves and one to give away. Josh scored, so the team scored, so they all win celebrations. So, as I said, Harry Kane, he's like a high priest, because he's selected by the manager to take penalties for the team. He represents the team, so if he scores, the team scores. And similarly, a high priest is selected by God to offer sacrifices for his people. He represents the people, so if he offers a sacrifice which is pleasing to God, the people are pleasing to God too. And we need a high priest because we're sinners. And our lives are not naturally pleasing to God because we don't naturally live the way that he created us to live. We need a high priest to represent us before God, to offer a sacrifice for us. That's how we can approach God. That's how we can get close to God. We can't approach God with confidence in ourselves because our lives aren't naturally pleasing to God. Many of the things we think, say, and do are not pleasing to him. So we need a high priest, and we need to say sorry to God for our sins. So we're talking about how to approach God with confidence. How to get close to him without being afraid. And the first part of the answer is that we need a high priest. We need someone to represent us before God, to offer a sacrifice for us. And that's why God selected high priests in the Old Testament before Jesus came into the world. It was to teach us that we need a high priest, and it was to teach us what Jesus would be like. And that brings us on to the second part of our answer. Jesus is a merciful high priest. Jesus is a merciful high priest. In fact, every high priest is selected to be merciful, gentle, and kind towards his people. Look at what the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 5, verse 2. He is able to deal gently with those who are ignorant and are going astray, since he himself is subject to weakness. Earlier, Josh wanted to score that goal so that his team could win some celebrations. He cared because he was part of the team. Similarly, a high priest cares for his people because he's one of them. He's part of the team. A high priest knows what it's like to be weak and tempted, so he cares for his weak and tempted people. And Jesus cares because he knows what it's like. And look at what the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 5, verse 7. During the days of Jesus' life on earth, he offered up prayers and petitions with fervent cries and tears to the one who could save him from death. Jesus cares. He knows what it's like. In October 1966, Queen Elizabeth II cried because she cared. She shed tears for the people of Aberfan. In this small village in South Wales, 116 children and 28 adults had died in a disastrous landslide. And the Queen visited that village on four occasions. And her first-hand experience of the suffering of that village meant that she cared. That's why she cried, and that's why she helped and supported that village for years to come. It's a wonderful story of a queen who cares. But it's nothing compared to Jesus. However much the queen cared for the people of Aberfan, it's nothing in comparison to how much Jesus cares for us. The queen just visited them for a few days at a time. She didn't become a poor and suffering villager. But the Son of God became one of us. Jesus lived for 30 years as a poor and weak man. He suffered and died in weakness. And he was tempted just as we are. Jesus cares. He knows what it's like. Think about it. The Son of God, who is seated now at the right hand of God in heaven, experienced weakness and temptation in his days on earth. He hasn't forgotten what it's like. He still bears the scars as a daily reminder. This has been such an encouragement to me in recent months, and I hope it can be to you too. Jesus is a merciful high priest. He's kind. He cares for his people, so we can approach God because Jesus is there and he's willing to help. Jesus is kind. He's a merciful high priest. But on its own, that is not enough. And we're talking about how to approach God with confidence. And it's not enough to have a merciful high priest. We need more than that. And that brings us on to the third and final part of our answer. Jesus is a faithful high priest. Jesus is a faithful high priest. See what the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15. Jesus has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet he did not sin. Jesus is a faithful high priest. He did not sin. He always trusted and obeyed his heavenly Father. It's not enough that Josh wanted to score that goal for his team. He also had to be able to do it. It wasn't enough that Harry Kane wanted to score that penalty, he also had to be able to do it. And it's not enough that Jesus wants to help us. He also has to be able to do so. It's not enough that Jesus is a merciful high priest. He must also be faithful, which he is. Jesus is a faithful high priest. And through all of his suffering, Jesus always obeyed his heavenly Father. He trusted God even to the point of death. He was faithful, so God raised him from the dead. It's really important that we understand this. Jesus, who is alive right now and who represents us before God in heaven, is a faithful high priest. Josh scored a goal, so the team scored a goal. Jesus offered a sacrifice which is pleasing to God, so his people are pleasing to God. God is as pleased with Jesus' people, with us, as he is with Jesus himself. That's how we can approach God with confidence, because Jesus is a merciful and faithful high priest. That's how we can get close to God without being afraid, because Jesus is there and he represents us before God. And so even though we're sinners, we can approach God with confidence in Jesus. Even in our worst moments, we can pray to our Heavenly Father, confident that he will help us because of Jesus.